From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief today in Manteloking, New Jersey.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This week, we review the upcoming ESRI Users Conference. The company offered users answers to a number of questions prior to the show. We provide the analysis, but first a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Improve the performance of your web maps and make your authoritative data more broadly available with ArcGIS 931. For more information, visit www.esri.com/what's new.
In preparation for the conference, ESRI issued answers to their questionnaire that they've been doing for a number of years. We're going to highlight just a few of the responses to these questions. And I'd first like to start with one kind of very interesting question. It's a very generic question. It asked, is ESRI moving into any new business lines? The answer was very short. Our fundamental business is of building ArcGIS and supporting our users and partners with effective technical support. What it sounds like to me is like their business now is just ArcGIS. And if you think of the company as a central hub around which they're building everything related to ArcGIS, I got the feeling like it's the hub and everything else is coming off of this spoke. What they've done is kind of finally centralized into a core set of computing code, and now ArcGIS is their model. Anything coming off of that, and they've been moving in this direction for a number of years, any solution, any new spin-off products, anything to do with their product line now symbolized under ArcGIS. But the other interesting thing to put out, what they said in the statement was, and I quote, fundamentally, this is ESRI's implementation of GIS in the cloud. The environment involves a large deployment of ArcGIS server and an extensive library of GIS content. So effectively what they're trying to do in one very broad statement here is, yes, this is our core technology, but yeah, if you've heard of this thing called cloud computing, this is still going to be your architecture for the future. So kind of in one fall swoop, they're saying, hey, this is our answer for everything, products, cloud, software as a service, anything you want, this is it. They kind of skirted the question of, are we moving into any new business lines? I think the answer is, not really, but if you want a new application from us, it's going to be ArcGIS. That's the basic answer. Take it. Here it is.
Yeah, and I think that's a really solid answer, especially in these challenging economic times. I think the last thing that users want to hear, even from a private company, is, oh, we're going off in some other direction. And clearly, ESRI is not. I'd like to focus for a second on the major updates in ArcGIS 9.4, which will be the next major release, and this is clearly what's going to be the focus of one of the first sessions on Monday, what's new in ArcGIS 4.0. And a couple things struck me in a very long list, the first of which had to do with a better integration of ArcCatalog into ArcMap. I think many users have found it uncomfortable to have two separate applications to find your data and then work with it and visualize it. So hopefully that's going to clean things up a bit. There's some improvements in the 3D environment, and for the first time, there will be the ability to edit GIS features directly inside the two 3D viewing applications, that's ArcGlobe and ArcScene. And I'm sure that will excite all of those working in the 3D environments, the building information model folks, the 3D visualization of cities sort of folks. ESRI hasn't been quite at the forefront of that. Other companies have been, so clearly they're doing a little catch-up there. Also in the 3D realm, I think it's valuable to note that, and I'm quoting here, the new release of ArcGIS Explorer 900 is comparable to Google Earth in both performance and functionality, unquote. That's always been sort of a dicey topic for ESRI. Where does ArcGIS Explorer fit? How does it compare to Google Earth? And for the first time, ESRI is saying, we match that. Two things that I think are important to pull out, and I know this is a long list, and this is only a handful of the, I think there were 12 bullet points or something. One has to do with metadata. In 9.4, there will be support for formal metadata, ISO TC211 metadata, but also a new informal tagging sort of metadata. That's real valuable as we move toward more user-generated content and more informal kinds of data sets. And finally, I know you're waiting for the finally, at 9.4, ESRI will provide, quote, a new API capability to read the file geodatabase without using ArcObjects, unquote. Now, exactly what that means and how and who will have access to that API isn't clear yet, but that's something that, users and developers have been asking for some time.
What seems to be happening with the ARC 4 release, and I think you said it earlier, is that they're kind of plugging a few holes, or at least answering kind of the big questions. What will ARC GIS Explorer do in terms of competing with Google Earth? I'm sure they're getting a lot of those types of questions. You know, everybody's talking about 3D. I don't think people exactly know what they're going to do with it once they've got it. It just seems to be the latest buzz topic, buzz technology, whatever you want to call it. BIM, another maybe overused buzzword at this point. So, but it just seems like, yeah, we've got an answer here, we've got an answer here. They have to plug those holes. They have to respond to a broader community because they're hearing messages from a lot of different quadrants, particularly the competitors that are, you know, kind of beating on them. So it sounds like what they're doing with 9.4 is, yeah, we're going to plug a few holes and specifically some of the holes that our users have been beating on us as well.
Yeah, some of us does have a little bit of a feeling of, you know, check, we got to check this off, we got to check that off.
Exactly. The topic I want to drill down on, and I mentioned it a little bit in the first thing I focused on, was cloud computing. One of the questions was, will ArcGIS Server support cloud hosting? Now, it's an interesting response. So let me read a little bit of it again. And it said, I quote, traditionally organizations have managed and maintained computer systems using on-site hosting model. Cloud computing allows for on-demand, commonly off-site, technology capabilities that are delivered as a service over the web. With the advent of cloud computing, there are several alternative software development methods available that can significantly reduce an organization's resources of time, money, and support. So, yeah, so this is their answer, and then they go on to say, although cloud computing may not be suitable for all solutions, ESRI is working on products to be more cloud compatible, and ArcGIS Server is the answer that they're putting forth on that. I just thought it was interesting from the standpoint that, again, here's an issue where they're going to get beat on a little bit, but it doesn't exactly sound like they're truly architecting everything for cloud computing. I think they're issuing a caution to their users, don't necessarily jump up at this if you're trying to reduce costs. Yeah, we're working on it. There are benefits to having an enterprise-hosted solution. ArcGIS is going to be that solution, but in the meantime, hang on a little bit and let us come up with an answer for you. At least that's what I'm reading between the lines.
I think you're reading that exactly right. Remember, ESRI is a very, very conservative company. It has to be because so many of its users need to have that sort of conservative, got to make sure it absolutely positively works kind of outlook. So this is a lot like, remember how long it took ESRI to really move to Windows? That had a lot to do with conservatism. And despite the fact that it seemed very, very late, didn't seem to impact ESRI's market share all that much. So they tend to be very successful when they take it slow, and clearly they're watching what those who are being first to jump into the cloud with geospatial are doing and how they're faring and how their users are faring.
What I think ESRI is saying, and I heard this at the Intergraph Users Conference a few weeks ago, is come with us, come along with us on this journey. We're not going to rush you, because I think in the past, when companies have moved quickly or too quickly into new software revisions, the users felt left behind. They felt like they had to make the move to a new rev of the product. They had to keep up with all the new functionality, and their IT support departments were left going, I just can't do this fast. You guys just moved to the latest rev. Just hold on a second. Let's catch up. Let's get our users trained on the one that was released a year ago.
Right, and this is not just a new release of the software. This is a new platform that is very foreign to very many people and very scary, whether rightly so or not. There's all kinds of fear, uncertainty, and doubt with the cloud, and we're all trying to get our brains around that. The next thing I wanted to mention, and this was hidden deep within, was a discussion of ArcGIS Survey Analyst. Now, that product is actually a couple years old, and the idea was to really integrate surveyors' workflows and surveying data into the ArcGIS environment. And I remember going to one of the first sessions on that when the software was launched. And I'm not a surveyor. I have hung out with them in the past, but I'm not one. And I remember watching that session and just feeling overwhelmed with the data model and trying to make sense of these two different worlds and pulling them together. ESRI has received an awful lot of feedback on that original product. And the users basically came back and said, what we really want is a really good cadastral data management solution. Essentially what's happened is ESRI is sort of scrapping that original product and focusing now on a cadastral editor that it has created. So the original ArcGIS survey analyst is being retired at 9.4. And again, I give the company a lot of credit. You know, try it out. Come with us. If it doesn't work, we're going to find something that does work.
And the next question I want to raise here is, what is ESRI doing in the location-based services marketplace? Do you see your technology as having a strong competitive edge here? Another interesting question and another also very revealing answer. And I quote, the concept of LBS emerged in the mid-90s, but initially failed to gain a great deal of traction. Its main focus was in the integration of new generation of location-aware devices with location services in the consumer market. These answered questions such as, where am I on the map, where is it, how do I get there, etc. Here's another part of the answer. While ESRI has chosen not to enter this consumer space, we have focused on a professional version of the vision based on the ArcGIS server platform. A few years ago, they actually tried to jump into the consumer space, as did many of the GIS companies, and was not very successful. I don't think
were any of them
model.
Successful?
I don't think any of them were successful. I think Intergraph, MapInfo, they all jumped out as soon as they jumped in.
Jumped in and jumped back out recently, selling off its LBS division.
Right. And so what we've seen is that it just wasn't a right fit for the business model. And back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it wasn't a good business fit for anybody. That's why they went through this, LBS went through this wild swing. They perished, and then some companies rose from the ashes, sometimes under different names. From the GIS perspective, it just wasn't a good fit for them. They just couldn't be pulled along in that different directions. Now, what they have done is that they've tried to refocus their efforts on mobile computing, particular for people who are first responders in the field, people who are mobile professionals, people who may be surveyors, may be doing field data collection, and that's what they're going to put their efforts. So, you know, what's happened here is they've retrenched. They still think LBS, not quite the right term here for the mobile GIS professional. It really isn't an LBS application. It is a mobile location app, but with a tie-in back to an enterprise server. And so, again, reading between the lines, we're not going to be in the consumer business, but if you're a field professional, sure, we're going to support you with support on a variety of mobile handsets.
And again, I think a very wise business decision that was really made a couple of years ago. This isn't really news. What might happen is, with all the power that ESRI is putting into server and perhaps a cloud-hosted server with all kinds of geoprocessing technologies, it may be that some of the other players are going to tap into ESRI for specific kinds of functions, be they for consumers or professionals. So we're going to see how that plays out.
And the very last sentence of that answer was, at 9.4, ESRI will support tablet PCs, opening up a whole new sketching and note-taking environment for the field worker. So that's their direction at this point.
Right, and those tablet PCs, wow, have they made an impact in GIS? No. My experience, no. I mean, it's terrific they're going to support them. I'm not sure that's a big business area.
Right.
The final thing I want to talk about is, I think, a big business area, and that relates to professional certification. With ArcGIS 9.4, ESRI intends to offer a technical certification program designed around the use of our products in successful ArcGIS implementations. And it'll be available to employees and partners and distributors and users. It'll be complementary to the GISP certification through the GIS Certification Institute. I have to believe that users maybe didn't push this as much as the people who hire the users. This is another one of those things that just makes life easier for those who are doing the hiring. And since we are told that there is more hiring and more demand For well-trained individuals, this is another way to sift through all the people who are applying. This sounds like it's going to happen pretty fast. At ESRI's 2010 user conference, ESRI intends to offer the ability to take certification exams at the conference.
Yeah, I read that too, and I think that's a great idea. I hope people aren't confused between ESRI certification and GISP certification. That kind of went through my mind when I read that answer.
And they really shouldn't be, because as the GISCI has made very clear, that theirs is a non-exam kind of certification. And the ESRI certification is exactly an exam, specifically because they are certifying you against a specific set of technical knowledge on a specific family of software. And the GISCI specifically does not do that. So they're very different kinds of things. I do think it's going to be challenging for individuals to figure out which or both or if any of these are needed for them to move forward in their career. So it's going to put a whole new challenge on people in HR and people in education to help guide people through all the different options.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect point to make, because in particular for employers who will need to look at an individual's resume and go, okay, what's this GISP thing, and what does the certification from ESRI mean? So, yes, I think it does put added pressure on people who are now trying to employ geospatial professionals.
I will say it's probably, from a business standpoint, a terrific idea. You can make a lot of money certifying people.
Absolutely.
That's all the time we have, but I do want to encourage everybody who is going to the ESRI International User Conference, and frankly, everybody who is not going, whether you're an ESRI user or not, to get your hands on that document. It's a public document, and read it, because it tells you where the leader in the field is going and what they're thinking. And there's an awful lot to be learned in the details.
And we'll provide that link in the show notes from today's podcast. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the early bird deadline for the 2009 ESRI Electric and Gas User Group Conference is July 17th. The conference is taking place October the 11th to the 14th in Atlanta, Georgia, and will go beyond presentations and demonstrations as an engaging forum for professionals from all types and sizes of electric and gas utility organizations. Register online at www.esri.com/EGUG.
And one more note, as you get ready for the ESRI User Conference, we will be hosting a contest related to very short messages about the conference. Those messages might be via Twitter, or you can send them to us via email. We'll include the details of the contest in the show notes.
We'd also like to remind you that there is a deadline approaching for the Location Intelligence 2009 conference on July 31st. You can read about that and all the details from the conference at www.locationintelligence.net. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or supply your comments at directionsmag or at All Points blog, where this podcast will be posted. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.